Do you have any other words you would use in place of nut that would be stronger?
I'd say just foolish. Mm-hmm. Foolish person.
Do you have any inhibitions? Well, let me put it. Let me ask you this first before I ask you about inhibitions. Would it make any difference whether the person doing these stupid things was a man or a woman?
Well, no, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. He'd still be crazy, or he'd be a nut, or...
Do you have any inhibitions about using the word fool to describe someone?
Well, I don't like to call people fools because a foolish person in the Bible is a sinful person, according to the Bible. So I just refrain from using it because you could offend someone very easily that way.
Yeah.
A person could be foolish, but yet the thing that particular instant, it was a foolish thought that made him do that. Ordinarily, he wouldn't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know.
So he's not necessarily...
Oh, well, it's a trick.
Yeah.
I know I've done things. You say, well, that's a foolish trick, you know.
Huh. Okay.
That's referring to it. It wasn't in thinking. It was foolish of me to think that way.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I would term it, but I just refrain from calling a person a fool. Yeah.
What do you call a person who won't ever spend a cent?
Oh, God.
A what?
A geyser.
Well,
he just couldn't get money. He's a geyser.
What do you call a person who has lots of money and won't spend any of it?
Well, now that's getting back to your geyser.
Uh-huh. Same term. Right?
Same term.
What about somebody who doesn't help you in return if you help him?
Oh, I just say he's a thoughtless person.
And, okay.
Not appreciative. Unappreciative person. I know I put that way. You don't appreciate anything you do for
them. Yeah, that's true.
And I feel sorry for them, really. Because, you know, it's bad when you can't. How can you reciprocate if a person with that attitude?
How do you mean now?
Well, if I didn't appreciate what you did for me, how could you in turn do for me?
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like we was discussing in Sunday school class about, you know, for a nice person or a good Christian person, it's easy to love them. But you love an old sinner, an out sinner, a man that does awful things, and yet you still love him. It's hard to do because he's done you an injustice.
Yeah.
And you know, as long as he did Charles an injustice, it didn't affect me.
I
could
like
feel
it.
I could feel different from him what Charles did.
Uh-huh.
But could I feel just like you? Uh-huh. Oh boy, I like the guy. It's a hard life.
He does that, mate. He's even got companionship now with Francis.
Yeah.
Would you ever use the word common about a person?
Well,
have you ever heard of you?
Yeah, I have heard that. He's very, acts very common.
Uh-huh. If somebody said, that girl's very common, what would it mean?
Well, that would mean that she was just, she wasn't up and up. She's not what she should be.
When you use the word common about people, what sort of connotation does it usually have?
Well, that means that they're just a low class.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rule. Morals, otherwise.
Yeah. I see. If an old man... It's getting on before 10 o'clock, so tell them...
Well, I will. About 5 minutes.
Okay, if an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite...
Quite active. I play golf with a man 75.
Do you?
And he walks 18, 27 holes. And when we finish, he's as strong as we are.
Right.
And he can hit that ball and putt. His reflex action is just remarkable.